Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
7:03 on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Good morning. It's the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Dylan behind the glass.
Can I be referred to as the trivia king, throwback trivia king, Bo Morgan from now on? After my three-game winning streak.
Wow. I mean, if we're going to call Mike Dirty Mike.
Yeah. Well, he's earning that nickname today.
Did you hear, when I was up, so he's on a four-game winning streak.
Yeah.
When I was up 10-8. Did I say anything like that?
This is the difference between the two of you. And this is why this show works.
That's such a good point.
This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out today. The Hawks beat the Sacramento Kings last night, 133-100. They're going to play the Jazz tonight. Pregame is at 8:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. Very nice. Tip is set for 9. Jets are in Foxborough tonight to take on the Patriots on Thursday Night Football. Giants announced yesterday that they're going to start Jameis Winston this Sunday at QB instead of Russell Wilson. Jackson Dart remains in concussion protocol. And the Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Marvin Harrison Jr. underwent surgery for appendicitis. Will be out this week, maybe longer. And each week, Dukes and Bell, they get to talk with Raheem Morris exclusively up at Flowery Branch. And man, sometimes we get some inside information. That happened yesterday when they asked about Darnell Mooney.
You're missing this point. Okay.
Right.
Training camp was missed. When you get back, the next point is like training camp. All of those, like, first 4 weeks of that thing, from a form standpoint, those are like training camp for him. So he's working himself back up to being fast. You know, you're talking about you going from not being able to run.
Right.
You know, not being able to practice to now being eased into it. And what does that mean? That means small segments that can possibly grow. But while you're doing that, guess what's being required? Games. Right? There is no rest. There is no time off in games. You got to go out there and fight through it and work through it. Right? So that's what he's been doing the first 4 weeks of the season, which was well expected and well known by us, and what we knew would possibly be the reasons why we would have a slower start. Right? Then he catches up and he pulls the hamstring. So now you're back kind of to square zero, like you kind of explained those things. So, like, you know, you're out there practicing. It's still limited. Still things is happening. Just like we're talking about how you listed, how all the things we got it going on out there. And, like, when he'll get going, he'll get going. And I think we're close to him getting going, right? Some failure is required to getting guys going. He had a little bit of failure this week when it came to that, you know, drop pass and some of those connections. But, like, I think those are the things you got to work through, those things you got to fight through, you know, Steph Curry style, right? Keep shooting.
Yeah, and, you know, part of what was, for some reason, not in there in that cut that he said, I guess it was his long cut that he said that he had broke his collarbone in training camp on the first day, which is what you were referring to, kind of the breaking news out of that. There had, you know, there you hear things here and there when you're close to organizations, but if you look at the timeline that he missed, he got hurt day one. He went down day one of training camp.
We were all standing right there.
He was gone. Training camp is what, Mike? You got 2 weeks, then you play a game, and then you have basically three more. Then you have three games, and then you have an off week completely. Another week that leads into the first game, and then he played in week two.
Yeah.
So if you do the math, it was, if you had really started putting things together and trying to do some math, you would have known it was something serious like that. The other thing is that we need to remember one thing about what training camp is. They don't have to tell you anything about the injuries. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. And they probably didn't on purpose because you don't want that being targeted when he comes back. You know, you don't want, you know, like, don't think this isn't a league that doesn't, and Mike, you talk about it way better than me, that if they know something's ailing you, they're going to try to exploit it. And when, well, how do you exploit a receiver? Well, you tackle him a certain way. You make him feel it if you know. And so they didn't have to talk about it, so they didn't, and it comes out. I do think that's some of it, but at this point, so we're this far in the season, and they're not in. What was the off? Yeah, they didn't work together at all in the off season.
I'm not buying it at all.
They didn't work at all together in the off season. Get on the same page.
I'm going to be 100% honest, and I love when we're all 100% honest in here. That to me, that he's falling flat. I'm not. We've talked about this before. I don't right now would not fire Raheem, but that's a ridiculous statement to make with the way things have looked on that field. That's absurd. We're halfway through the season. He missed a couple of games because of hamstring, and he missed training camp because of collarbone. That doesn't mean that if you've targeted him 8 times, that he has one catch. I'm sorry. That's absurd. Maybe there are certain players that have to work their way back in, but that is an offensive system or Michael Penix problem if it's just taking that freaking long to get the guy up to speed. He's a wide receiver that had a shoulder injury.
I think what I would say...
That's absurd to me.
What I would say is, where was the offseason work? Did these guys not talk at all during the offseason? Did Dart... Michael Penix is now the leader of the team.
Yes.
Takes over after... We knew it going into the offseason. So did Penix not reach out and say, yeah, man, let's like... We know he did with Pitts, right? They talked about it. Kyle Pitts talked about it. They played golf together, and they started working out together. So he didn't – him and Darnell Mooney had no interaction. None. None during the – I didn't work together at all. How did – that's where I'm confused on it is it, do I buy what Raheem's telling me? No. Do I know what Raheem's doing? Yeah. I think he's trying to cover for his players, both of which are going to be here next year. If he's here, they're going to be here too.
Yeah,
but the reality is I don't buy that why they couldn't have worked together.
Not only do I not buy it, but I think it almost feels like a slap in the face if I'm being real. It feels like it's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. I'm sorry. There is nothing about what we've seen on the field with Darnell Mooney that leads me to believe, well, it's just a timing issue. He caught a ball 4 yards out of bound last week. I mean, like, this whole thing, like I said, I have sat here and I've talked about Raheem. I don't believe Raheem is fired. I still believe Raheem can lead this team in a good direction. But there's a difference to me in coach speak and making excuses. What he just did was make an excuse.
Yeah.
He made an excuse. If you don't want to talk about it, well, you know, that's something we got to get better. I actually don't mind the coach speak where it's like, hey, we're all working that direction. We're all you know, coming out every day and we're grinding. We're not worried about the last 4 games. We're worried about getting better. All that's fine. But don't get on with Carl and Mike and just say, well, you know, it's just not fair to him. They missed training camp. Well, and then you come back and you pull a hamstring. That's ridiculous to me. I got smoke coming to my ears just listening to it. That's infuriating because that to me is talking down that we don't – that our eyeballs are lying to us with what we've seen on the field.
It feels like there feels like a disconnection between teammates between those two. And as a guy that's been around the game, and as a fan, because I've been both, and I still am both. I need during defensive possessions during a game, if there is something going on like there was clearly is with them, I need those guys talking. See, that's the other problem. Like, I need Penix and Darnell talking. I would rather have that than they go to their respective sides of the bench, which is what receivers are over here,
yeah,
and offensive lines over here, and a quarterback, and maybe the other quarterback sometimes, and they're over there. Like, to go over there and talk and be like, hey, I need you. He does it with Kyle. Where is the disconnect between him? There's a disconnect between him and Darnell, and it's not just running routes and throwing. He feels close enough to have it. We talked about the conversation he had with Kyle when he didn't get the check. He feels close to that with Kyle. Why is that Why is that relationship not there with him, he and Darnell?
I don't know. There's just such a heightened level right now because of the couple clips that we have played today of dysfunctionality offensively. I don't know if it's coach to coach, coach to player, TJ Yates the wide receiver, DJ Williams to, you know, Zach Robinson between the, I don't know. But, like, these answers that continue to come out are just ridiculous to me. It's just, it blows my mind.
Well, and I don't want to add fuel to the fire, but there is a theme of disconnect that came out of yesterday, because earlier we were talking about Michael Penix. He had a quote in the presser yesterday talking about who he talks to on and off the field. He mentioned his fiance and some old coaches from high school and college. Now, Raheem talked to the media yesterday as well, and he said he's constantly communicating with Penix.
I think the first time he's actually got a chance to show you guys some real vulnerability was probably last week. You know, he comes out, he's always accountable, he does all those things, but I tell him all the time, it's our job to help him as well, from the other player standpoint, from the coach's standpoint, from all of us. So, you know, realistically, when the thoughts happen before you even talk to Michael, those conversations are had amongst our leadership group, amongst our coaching staff, amongst our players, with our players, and after that with the players. And, like, I think those are the most important moments. So, like, the first time you have it, it's just ongoing, right? Like, where communication lacks, negativity fills the void. And I want to make sure that never happens with our quarterback or with anybody. So, like, the constant communication, being able to help him throughout the process of everything, of growing in this league, is something I want to be helping with.
I believe that Raheem is talking to Penix because I'm in certain situations, I get to see stuff. And so I believe he's talking to him now, again, not necessarily in the game, like constant conversation. That's really Zach. If Zach's down there and DJ Williams is down there, that's their job to be talking to him. And maybe to some point, maybe, you know, TJ, but I don't really know. I still am just baffled by Penix's answer and how much he understood. And I've seen people that were reporters that were there that saying some of the quotes are coming off of Penix's answer are mischaracterized. I don't know. That's the most baffling. To me, it's way more baffling than the Raheem Darnell thing. I know what Raheem's doing with Darnell, Mike. I have no freaking clue what Penix was trying to say with his.
Yeah, and that's really what it all comes down to, and this is why I've been – on the show, on the record, the last 3-4 weeks talking about Zach Robinson's job. I don't know that you fired Zach Robinson midseason, but one of the things that we always bring up, and I talk about this all the time, Zach Robinson just hasn't been a coach for very long. And when you have been a coach for 20 years or whatever it is, some of these veteran coaches, these offensive coaches, you can step into situations and go, well, this is how I dealt with it last time. This is how I dealt with it 5 years ago when I was, you know, when I was playing with this quarterback or when I was coaching this guy. This is the dynamic you have to have. It just seems like a lot of the people involved, you got a rookie quarterback, you got Darnell coming off an injury, you got Zach Robinson doesn't seem to have answers. DJ Williams, evidently, maybe he's not talking to Michael Penix. I do believe that Raheem and Michael Penix have a good relationship. I think that they realize that they're tied to one another at this point. But sometimes it's what you don't know that gets you killed in this industry. And if Zach Robinson doesn't know how to deal with some of these things, if he doesn't know how to counterpunch, if he doesn't know how to communicate things between wide receivers and quarterbacks, then it's not a good thing. And I don't know at what point you rip the Band-Aid off, but it's headed towards a bad and messy divorce here very, very quickly if they don't get things corrected.
We're going to keep this conversation going throughout the show. If you want to weigh in, you can reach us on Twitter at 929MorningShift. And coming up, look, I've taken a few shots for improv in high school, my flute playing. Well, an NFL player is making musical theater cool. We're going to talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Yeah. 7:24 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass. We're going to get to In the Huddle in a moment. But I did want to mention that Paul Skeens was officially named the National League Cy Young Award winner. He won it unanimously. All 30 first place votes went his way. How long is he going to be with the Pirates?
Dude, don't even start.
I mean, it just feels
I hate it for him.
I know.
This just screams Miles Garrett in Cleveland. Yeah. It really does. It's like you just feel like that guy deserves to hoist a trophy, and it's never going to happen.
Well, Miles Garrett had a chance to get out of Cleveland, and then he took a fat contract because...
And Skeens will be presented with that same decision at some point, too.
Let me tell you something. I don't feel sorry for Paul Skeens.
Oh, I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I don't feel sorry for him. I feel sorry for baseball fans that we don't get to see him in prime time.
Right.
We deserve to see him in prime time matchups pitching in playoffs, and we're never going to see it.
He'll be there in a couple years. As soon as the arbitration numbers, which they're going to now, after this year, they're going to be outrageous, they'll trade him. He'll probably be traded in the next 2 years. He'll be traded in the next 2 years.
What's Ohtani's annual? Hey, what's he making a year? 50? Something along those lines?
I don't know. I mean,
I just wonder, because Ohtani is such a unicorn, but I just wonder where pay numbers will be for a starting pitcher of his caliber when he hits the...
68.
68. There you go. Well, when you can hit every single day and then pitch every fifth, that number's going to be outrageous. I just wonder where our numbers are going to be in a couple of years when Skeens does have the opportunity to go elsewhere. It's just going to be outrageous. Outrageous.
This is where baseball has their problem. This right here, and I don't want to go down this long road of where baseball's troubled, but as Allie Googled it, I was Googling it too, and in last year, Ohtani made 68. Next year, it's 70. But you want to know how much the actual salary on the books is going to be?
Oh, they deferred a lot of it.
So smart.
28.2.
Is it, though?
It's so smart. What he did was so smart. I don't know. I dipped.
Freddie did the same thing.
Right. And I dipped in the financial world for a moment. So when I see these moves, I'm like, oh, you're brilliant.
Should be against the rules, though. That's the problem.
It's smart for him.
Yes.
Is it smart for the organization?
No.
Okay. That's where, and this is where you're cheating. This is where, not you're cheating, but you're gaining an advantage of something that you're willing to do because you're privately owned and teams like the Braves can't do. Is you can defer almost what, $32 million, you can defer, or $42 million, I think, of a 1 year contract, and look, you could that private group could sell that team, and whoever owns
it, somebody else's problem.
Someone else's problem.
That's a problem for the future Dodgers.
But see, a Liberty Media is never going to do anything like that. because of the fact that it is a write-off, and they're using it to eventually sell it as a major asset one day when needed. And that could be a drawback.
This sounds crazy because I know that I used to play, and I know that Bryce Harper almost fought the commissioner over it, but I don't know that hard salary cap is the answer, but I just hope that there's some regulation that comes out financially for baseball because I do think there's a level of it being ruined by moves like this.
At least don't let them do the deferred stuff. At least say, no, it's got to count this year. You can't defer this. At least, and you know what? If you want to defer it, you can defer the payment, but it counts against you this year. And if you go into a luxury tax, a threshold, you have to pay it this year. And maybe that's the case. I don't know. But there needs to be some kind of
on the books as of today.
Yeah. You know? There needs to be some kind of consequence for a team doing these types of things.
I agree. I couldn't agree more.
Sports Talk on the Game is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Tonight, the New York Jets head to New England to face the Patriots. The Patriots are going for their 8th straight victory, which would make Drake May the only quarterback in franchise history other than Tom Brady to achieve that within a single season.
I think that we're going to be having this conversation a lot. Yeah. Drake May, he's not Tom Brady. Nobody's ever going to be Tom Brady. Nobody is ever going to find the level of success again that Tom Brady had over the course of 20 whatever seasons. But I think that when it comes to the Patriots and streaks like this and stats and whatever else, I think that Drake May is just that guy. And because we talked about it yesterday. Did we not talk about Josh McDaniels? A couple of head coaching opportunities. I don't think that he ever goes that route again. And I think as long as Vrabel and Josh McDaniel are in New England, which could be a really long time because it's a great pairing, we're going to be talking about Drake May busting up the stat category and doing a lot of things that are pretty crazy to think about.
Josh McDaniels might be, as long as Drake May is there and performing at a high level, I'm not sure if it matters who the head coach is. I think it could be one of those deals where, well, you can go hire whoever you want, but Josh McDaniels is the OC. Because that's what fits Drake. I mean, Daniels said he had the job with Denver. He had the whatever it was with the Colts where he left him at the altar, and then he had the Raiders job. He got fired. I just can't see anyone, can't fathom anyone giving him another opportunity as a head coach.
Yeah, I can't either.
Speaking of the Patriots, Rob Gronkowski signed a one-day deal so he can retire as a Patriot. Of course, Rob did ask about a signing bonus as he was signing this deal.
Of course he did.
How long do you think he was thinking about that line? He's like, oh, I'm going to get him real good.
I don't know. He's that's a unique cat, man.
What's that saying that you're the dumbest smart person I've ever met? He's the smartest dumb person I've ever met. Because everybody, and I've met him, but you hear about him, and everything, he comes off like this dumb jock, like goofy, meathead, and he might be borderline brilliant when it comes to marketing. He'll do it. Right. He can do any commercial.
Tide Pods.
The US, was it USAA commercials that he does?
Yeah.
He's brilliant with them. I read something where he was doing an interview and he's like, I live off endorsement money. Yeah. And all the money I made playing from the league has been sitting in the bank for years. How freaking smart that is.
Oh, it's great, man. It's awesome, and honestly, he was so good as New England. I know that he, goes and wins the Super Bowl down in Tampa, but he was so good with the Patriots, and he deserves to retire with that one-day contract.
Might be the most likable player that ever came out of the New England winning organization thing. Might have been,
that's a great point.
Might have been Gronkowski.
Yeah, might be a great point.
So the other day, I brought up the fact that I used to play flute, and Mike said, you're bringing down the cool factor.
Okay. The flautist.
Yeah. I'm a flautist. I mean,
you said you lost some aura.
You can't be a flute player and an improv queen. You just can't.
But here I am.
I know.
But musically inclined children everywhere, I want you to know you are cool. Listen to Jameis Winston here.
I want fans to know that I'm going to do my best. You know, obviously, I'm going to have fun, but I'm going to execute, have a surgical execution. And just play ball, man. Like, this is something I've been doing since I've been 4 years old. Now I just get to do it in the greatest city in the world. I'm going to be saying it with my son. It's the greatest city in the world. Yeah, that's a Hamilton reference, if y'all don't know. Yeah, 10-year reunion.
He's educating everyone. That's Hamilton. He will be starting this week against the Packers.
I mean, him and Bo are related somewhere down the line.
How so?
He's a little bit more of a more pastor-like than you are, but... where his mind goes when he's talking, it's just, you know, it's bouncing off the walls. And y'all had the same line of thinking. Like, how did he go from what he wants the fans to know to all of a sudden talking about Hamilton? I don't know. But it's a beautiful thing. I hope whenever he's done and hangs him up, please God, stay in the public eye somehow. Podcast, something, radio show, I don't know. But please, for the love of all things, be out in the public eye.
Well, you know, when I was getting my finger looked at, which has been diagnosed as mallet finger by head trainer of the team, I was told that Jameis also has a mallet finger on one hand.
Oh, wow.
On his throwing hand. Mm-hmm.
Man.
I'm glad the Falcons' resources are going to a great use.
Yeah. And do we figure out if that's the same thing as hammer toe?
I don't really know what hammer toe is.
Okay.
But I haven't looked into it. But, you know, mallet.
Get the joke. I get it.
There you go.
You know what? You're just so hateful. Why are you so mean to me?
I didn't, man. I didn't. You know, it's all good. It's all
everybody
love.
Thinks you're the nice one and I'm the bad one. And it's not true.
It's not true.
I'm the nice guy here. Mike's mean.
Coming up, we've got your Week 12 college football preview. Also, who was spotted at PDK. And we've got him mic'd up.
I have to talk about my son's future and how it might have taken a left turn yesterday with something that happened in the driveway. Tell you all about it.
Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This app. 7:41. We are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates. Experienced personal injury attorneys get the strong arm. We're going to get to a mic'd up shortly. We've got to talk about the commotion that's been going on around a sighting at PDK. Mike, what do you know?
Well, I don't know anything about anything, first and foremost. But what I do know is that Brent Key's not leaving Georgia Tech. I'll just put that lightly. Okay. You know, a lot of commotion was made about Florida's plane being sighted at PDK. And there was a lot of dots being kind of put together and people saying, oh, you know, Florida's got to be flying up here to meet with Brent Key. Dude, mm-hmm. Stop.
Well, how do you know? I mean, have you seen that blue and gold pour out of his veins, like you said?
No. I just there's not one piece of me that believes that Brent Key is leaving and or meeting with Florida on a week like this. Like, there's just no freaking way that any of that would be happening. It's just not how. First of all, he's not leaving. Second of all, it's not how things work.
Well, maybe Napier flew the Gator plane. Maybe in his buyout, he still had access.
Maybe
to the
they
plane.
Were like, "You're fired, but you can still use the plane." And he was like, "All right."
Yeah, I mean, maybe that's part of his buyout that he gets to use the plane until the end of the season.
So you think he flew into PDK, jumped in a car, went to Athens, and then maybe came back and hit Georgia Tech's practice just to hang out with him too? Maybe
Napier?
Yeah.
No, he probably didn't go to Tech's practice.
Well, I'm just saying if it was Napier, he would have just flown into Athens probably.
But well, maybe, anyways, but maybe, here, but you know,
you
hold
think
on.
He actually has access to
the
plane.
No,
still?
Just, okay.
Napier, you know, Napier is from Chatsworth.
Yeah.
So
Georgia guy.
Yeah, maybe he. Maybe there was a restaurant in this area that he's known about. He went, hey, I want to go get. There's some meat and three places around that area.
I just know that there's been people floating the idea that Brent Key is somehow going to Florida. It's just not how things work, man. Can we just be blunt about that? Like, you're not going to see Florida's plane roll into Oxford, Mississippi and be like, oh, well, we're here. Like, that's just
also
not how things work.
Why would, if you're going to Georgia Tech, why would you fly to PDK?
Why would you?
Like, you could, why wouldn't you just, well, I mean, you could fly into the one over, over by the, by Six Flags.
Yeah, the Cobb International Airport or whatever it is.
Yeah, and that's the one where a lot of private jets fly in there. Like, that's where you would go if you're going to Tech. You wouldn't want to be north of that's kind of dumb.
Let me just say this. If they were targeting somebody, I think they would be wrong not to be targeting Buster Faulkner over Brent Key. Because I genuinely do not feel like Brent Key is leaving.
Buster,
and if you were, you're not going to fly into PDK with a Florida plane to come interview Brent Key. It's just ridiculous.
Let's be serious for now. We've had some fun. And I know you're being fun. I mean, you're being serious with the Buster Faulkner thing. If you're Florida, can you risk that? Was it Scott Strickland? Can you risk hiring a Buster Faulkner when there's Eli Drinkwitzes and there are Lane Kiffins that you could go get? And hear me out. I'm not against Buster Faulkner. I think I actually love his background. He's been in some winning programs, brilliant offensive mind, all of that. But can you risk that hire and not go get a coach that is – one in the SEC at a high level that is out there, like a Drinkwitz or a Lane Kiffin?
I think you can't afford to get the hire wrong. And so that's where I would fall back and say if I was doing – but I don't think that Buster Faulkner's a guy for Florida. I don't. But I'm just saying that if they were flying in, I would say that you have to do – this goes back – and you have this conversation about coaches all the time. Hey, man, this might work. This might work. This might work, but if you're a coach and you know that your job's on the line, you do what you do. Like, you're going to go down swinging and you're going to do what you know at your core should work for that football team.
Yeah.
I think it's the same way if you're an AD making a coaching hire. Hey, you should go hire this guy. If I'm an AD, I'm going to hire who I think is the best possible football coach to lead my program.
Unless the governor tells you otherwise.
Well, unless the governor throws a curveball in there and I have to work through, you know, three different levels of football agents and a lot of other things going on, then yes. But I just – can we stop with the madness that somehow Brent Key is going to Florida? That is asinine even think that that's how that process would even work, much less that he would leave.
Well, I would take him, but I would take him at Florida, but I'd actually rather – I think Brent Key works at Georgia Tech because Brent Key understands Georgia Tech.
I completely agree.
To the core. I'm not saying Brent Key wouldn't work somewhere else, but I can tell you he works the best at Georgia Tech because of his understanding. And when I look at it and think about his options, Brent Key – to me, would be better off making $6 to $7 million if they could afford that at Georgia Tech, coaching there, and putting into what he, you know, he's a guy that literally bled for the program, literally.
Yeah.
And so no one's going to put in. He's not. I'm not saying he wouldn't put it as give it as all that silly, but there's something special about going back home the way he has.
I agree.
And there's something special about the way you work at that as opposed to going and taking the $12 million at a Florida or a Penn State. And I just don't think it's ever – and not having the core understanding of what those programs actually are in need.
When Nick Saban resigned at Alabama, I had a dozen people that would ask me, is Kirby Smart a possibility? And I just laughed. I'm like, why would he make that move?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I was somewhere coaching, let's just say I was at Ohio State or something, and I was the head coach, and Bama opened up, I bleed crimson, dude. Like, that's where I'm going to go. And I feel like that's why Kirby Smart works perfectly at Georgia, and I think that's why Brent Key works perfectly at Georgia Tech. I'm completely with you.
Well, as far as Week 12, we've got Texas at Georgia, and we do have Rusty Manziel coming up to talk about that. Also, Oklahoma at Alabama. How are you feeling about this one?
Not good. If I'm being 100% real, I don't think that this is a great matchup for Bama. They have not been able to get the run game going. Ty Simpson has been incredible, and that's really been what they have been able to do offensively. The run game with Jam Miller and the pieces they have in place, and a lot's been made about, you know, what Bama wants offensively. Do they have the linemen they need? You know, maybe they prefer a smaller version of offensive linemen. It's just, that's asinine to me. The problem is that all the love that's been heaped on Ryan Grubb as Bama's offensive coordinator is rightfully so. But he's never had a good run game. He hasn't. I mean, that's why he got fired from Seattle. They weren't very good at running the ball when he was with Washington. Michael Penix is throwing for 4,300 yards or whatever it is, but the run game was never there. And that's exactly what I think Kalen DeBoer and Ryan Grubb are together. You throw in John Mateer, who Bo, credit to him, had as the newcomer of the year in the SEC during our preseason preview. It's a bad matchup for Alabama. It's a 5.5-point spread right now. I'm nervous about it if I'm just putting it all out there.
You should be. You should.
Way to sugarcoat it.
I love it.
Well, you should be. Just like Georgia should be nervous that Texas is coming to town. Like, that's part of it. If you're not nervous about, you don't get nervous about big games and anxious and excited, then maybe you don't have the passion for the sport, for one. Yeah. But the other thing is Oklahoma's no pushover. They're a good team. They're very good defensively. Brent, they're well coached. They're always going to be well coached. As long as Brent Venables is the coach at Oklahoma, they're going to be. Look, they can suck and be well coached. And I know that sounds dumb, but last year they were so freaking good on defense. And they just didn't have the right guy at quarterback. They beat you last year because you couldn't do crap against them. And I'm talking about Alabama.
Yeah, I know.
Couldn't do crap offensively. That's because they were that good defensively. It should worry you. I would feel better about it because it's at home. It's a 3:30 game in Tuscaloosa. I'd feel better about it if I was you to that. But I would be nervous.
Yeah, I'd.
Because you're almost due one. You've played so freaking good.
It's
you're
right.
Almost due.
You've been on the razor's edge a little bit. Allie, I want to get your input on this.
Yeah.
I'm not a Georgia fan. Breaking news. All right. I would call myself Georgia adjacent because, you know, I obviously know a lot of Georgia fans and follow that program very closely. I felt more nervous last week for Georgia in a 11 Central time game against Mississippi State than I do for this week, Georgia facing Texas in a top 10 matchup in primetime. Like, this is when Kirby just rolls.
Right.
This game to me just screams that Georgia is going to run away with it and Sark ain't ready for these hands.
I just don't think, as a Georgia fan, you can ever be not nervous. Like, I'm just always nervous.
You mean just as a college football fan?
College football fan.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as a Georgia fan, because in so many of the games, they've come from behind
this year. That's a good point.
And so it's nerve-wracking. There's never a moment where I've been like, okay, I'm comfortable. And Rusty's been in here talking about it, too. Like, last week he was saying he was nervous about that upcoming game with Mississippi State. And it turned out to be okay.
Yeah.
But guards up. Always up.
Yeah. I feel more nervous last week than this week.
Only because you understand as well as anybody what a team, what a game, an early game on the road against an average to less than average team, how dangerous it is. You played in it. You played in those games. You understand it. You know, you talk about those games. If I talk about going to Starkville or going to Nashville or something, people are like, oh, easy win. Half your fan base would be there. And it's easy as that, but then you go, well, yeah, but it's an 11 a.m. local time kick. Well, that shouldn't matter. It does matter.
It
you
always
understand
matters.
That? Remember, Athens is going to be lubed up 7:30 kick, but Texas is going to be ready to go, and they're used to playing in big games too. That's to me. That's why you can't overlook it.
Yeah, I agree with you. Going to be pretty lubed up. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. All right, I just put a story up on my Instagram, which I am having a massive time with technology these days, especially Instagram. Haven't posted very much. Allie, if you want to double check that my story actually worked just before I steer people there, at MPJohnson79. Yesterday, I get home and my son, like he is just known to do, which I absolutely love. He's like, Daddy, I want to play outside. Love it. My daughter right now, she's in this thing where she wants to be inside, play with her. Allie's watching the video right now. She wants to play with her tea set or do makeup or whatever, and then she has, like, you know, Blippi or something on. My son just wants to go out and throw the ball. That's all he wants to do. So we back the cars the end of the driveway. Yep. We're, like, doing this whole thing. Well, yesterday, the weather's warm enough where I'm like, all right, let's go out and throw. He made a move yesterday to catch a ball that I literally was like, I don't know if there's any athleticism in his future.
Yeah.
And now, granted, he is an extremely athletic kid. He's going to be a big fella. He's left-handed, the whole bit. But yesterday, I was throwing the ball with him, and he was jumping as he was catching it. And he was running towards me and jumping as he was catching it every single time. And I was like, buddy, just keep your feet on the ground. Focus on the ball. Use both your hands. Well, as I threw him a ball yesterday, and he ran towards me, and he jumped, the ball hit him in the face. And when I tell you it looked like something out of a Bruce Lee movie, he does a half spin and lands on his jaw, like on his chin, on his forearms, on his elbows. I didn't run towards him and say, are you okay? My wife just happened to be in the driveway. She got home from walking the dog, and she drops everything and runs towards him. She's like, oh, my God, are you okay?
Yeah.
And as you can see in the video, I stayed where I'm standing, and I thought to myself, that was the most unathletic thing I've ever seen. dude.
I just saw the video.
Five.
That hurt. That had
to bro, hurt. He squealed screaming.
My next question was going to be if you went to urgent care or not, because he hits himself so hard.
Dude, I thought he knocked all of his teeth out.
Had Lindsay not been in the driveway and been the one, how would you have handled it?
I would have probably walked up to him, picked him up, and he was screaming. And I would have been like, hey, man, go inside and get mommy to look at you. It was definitely a hard fall, though. It was one of the hardest falls I've seen him take in his 5 years here on Earth. Like, it was bad.
Maybe unathletic, but maybe there's a sign of, like, commitment. He was all in.
The running and jumping thing was working for him until the ball hit him in the face. And then he lost all sense of reality. And then it was like, I'm going to smash my face in the ground and spin. MPJohnson79 if you want to go see it on the ground.
He fell like a sack of potatoes at the ground.
That was bad, man.
Boom. But his whole momentum just took him down. And the reason I asked you that is because I've been around people, and like I remember when we were a little bit older, my buddy's little brother was younger, like significantly younger, like 10 years younger, and he was trying to teach him how to ride a dirt bike, and like he fell over on the dirt bike, and my buddy's like, get up! You quit! And he's like, can you help me? He was like a
broken femur.
He goes, no, you think you're riding on a trail and I'm going to be there to help you pick your bike up? You better learn to pick it up. And I was like,
yeah, man.
Dude, he's like 12.
Well,
like,
there is a certain level of tough love that I probably will instill in my son.
Yeah.
And there's just times where I'm like, hey, this is a mommy thing. Yesterday, it was a mommy thing, but it was.
But you didn't have a chance, though. Lindsay was all over it. She was boom. She was in action.
It was rough to watch. I was like, he's probably not going to be a tight end.
Mike, one thing that I will say that could make this a little bit better for you and Ridge. When I was going through my growth spurt, and we know Ridge is obviously growing at a very high rate right now, high clip.
Yeah, he's going there.
His equilibrium could be a little bit off. That happened with me. My, like, his equilibrium was off, so that messed up with your hand-eye coordination. That happened with me.
Like a baby giraffe.
Maybe his equilibrium is off a little bit, so his hand-eye coordination is a little, you know, going through right now.
Yeah.
So give it time, man. Once he grows into his own, he'll be okay.
I guess that ship hasn't sailed.
Five?
He's five.
He's probably taller than me at this point.
He's tall kid. He's not. He's not taller than you, but he's a solid 4 foot.
He's up there.
Growing rapidly. He's getting there.
Goodness. Well, make sure to check out the video. What is it again?
At MPJohnson79.
I always say the wrong number, so I want to make sure you say it.
I say the wrong one sometimes, too, to be honest.
Well, coming up, our very own Rusty Manziel will be joining us to talk some college football next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.